Texte numéro 130. Xi Jinping declares war on food waste and China races to tighten its belt. Chinese regulators are calling out live streamers who binge eat for promoting excessive consumption. A school said it would bar students from applying for scholarships if their daily leftovers exceeded a set amount. A restaurant placed electronic scales at its entrance for customers to weigh themselves to avoid ordering too much. China's top leader, Xi Jinping, has declared a war on the shocking and distressing squandering of food, and the nation is racing to respond, with some going to greater extremes than others. The restaurant that offered to weigh patrons in the central Chinese city of Changsha quickly drew a backlash and was forced to apologise over the weekend. "Our intention was to advocate not wasting food and for people to order in a healthy way," the restaurant said. "We never forced customers to weigh themselves." Mr. Xi's Clean Plate campaign strikes at the heart of dining culture in China. Custom dictates that ordering extra dishes and leaving food behind are ways to demonstrate generosity towards one's relatives, clients, business partners, and important guests. Such habits have contributed to an estimated 17 million to 18 million tons of food being discarded annually, an amount that could feed 30 million to 50 million people for a year, according to a study by the Chinese Academy of Science and the World Wildlife Fund. Mr. Xi's call is as much a warning against the dangers of profligacy as it is a reflection of the generational shift in values that has emerged as living standards rise. Austerity campaigns can seem out of place in modern China, where cities with gleaming skyscrapers and luxury malls buzz with fancy cars. But they were common in the era of Mao Zedong, when the People's Daily would urge citizens to eat only two meals a day, one of which should be soft and liquid. Many among the country's younger generation, such as Samantha Pan, a 21-year-old student in Guangzhou, embrace being free from having to worry about saving food for a rainy day and hold little regard for the state's moral exhortations. "This type of initiative is very boring and useless," Mrs. Pan said in a telephone interview. "I'm entitled to order as much food as I want. If I just happen to love wasting food, it's still my freedom." For Mr. Xi, the issue of food security has taken on more importance as China grapples with overlapping crises, including a shaky economy and severe floods that have left large swathes of the country's farmland underwater. Food prices climbed about 13% in July, compared with a year ago, according to official statistics. Adapted from www.nytimes.com, August 2020.